T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we found out yesterday what the punishment, I put up my quotation fingers, was, is for the Boston Red Sox. Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline from ESPN is Buster Olney. Buster, it's Dale and Rich. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. Do you think? So when
that and the terrible labor situation in baseball, the Red Sox decision yesterday, all of a sudden you got this smattering of Red Sox news. And for you guys, right in the middle of the draft and Gronk and the whole thing, so you guys have been busy.
Mm-hmm. So when I read this, I thought, well, my first thought was they couldn't have done this a month and a half ago. But second of all, I thought JT Watkins was the only guy who really truly gets punished for this?
Yeah, I would say that, what the final decision was reflected a lot of what, you know, I heard and was reporting back in February, that they had something very specific that they were working on, and people that they were talking to and re-interviewing, but that it wasn't close to the level of what the Astros had done. Had someone very high up in baseball say that to me, and I said, so if the Astros thing was a 10, where was this? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, yeah, like a 4 or 5. And in fact, yesterday, I had club executives with other teams tell me, yeah, we probably, along the lines of what was in their report, we probably were doing something similar. In other words, you probably had people in every clubhouse who were looking at a monitor, and if they saw a sequencing thing, whether it was a starting pitcher on a day wasn't pitching or whatever, going and saying, okay, this is what we think the signs are, which is very different from what the Astros did, which was the real-time communication with the hitters from the dugout.
So is the feeling around Major League Baseball that Alex Cora was one of the masterminds behind the Astros cheating scandal in 2017, and then when he took over as manager of the Red Sox in 18, decided then to play everything by the book?
There's no doubt that there are a lot of questions about what actually happened, and I still think there are a lot of questions about what went on with the Astros thing, that wasn't necessarily completely borne out. But I don't think we're going to get the answers, and I do think there's a big appetite for Major League Baseball to move on, because right now, with everything going on with the shutdown of baseball, they have bigger fish to fry. And so I do think that, they're trying to move on, and it's sort of like, okay, this is what our decision is. That's what happened. That's our story. That's what we're sticking to, and we're going to move forward, at least up until we get what I feel like for a couple of years now that Rob should have done, which is to come out at some point and lay out, the hard reality of what's going to happen the next time somebody gets caught with this.
Ron Renneke had the interim removed from his job title. He's now the manager of the Boston Red Sox, but he's also under contract just through the 2020 season. What are the chances that you think Alex Cora returns to the Red Sox after this year?
It really is difficult to say, just because we don't know what's to come. I on one hand, when a general manager takes over a new spot, the way that Haim has taken over the Red Sox, there is an expectation that person's going to bring in somebody that they know, their own guy, and Ron was not his guy. But on the other hand, let's say that, the season of 2020 comes down to 30 games or 50 games, or if it comes down to some makeshift postseason tournament, or let's say there's no baseball, how do you fairly evaluate Ron Renneke? And is the mechanism for change merely the fact that his contract is set to expire? it's hard to know. I mean, you guys know this just like I do, that the ownership of the Red Sox, you know, Sam Kennedy, they have a great relationship with Alex Cora. And I do think whether it's the Red Sox or some other team, that at the end of this year or sometime in 2021, someone is going to look around and say, we need a manager. And you know what? If you were to poll general managers around baseball, they would tell you that Alex Cora, Craig Counsell, the Brewers, are regarded as two of the best managers in baseball, and somebody will look at his availability and say, that's the guy we want. I can't tell you if that's going to be the Red Sox because we just don't know what the context is yet.
Do you think if they knew at the time what the findings were going to be by Major League Baseball and that Alex Cora was only a cheater with Houston, would they have stuck by him? And would there not have been, I know they called it a mutual parting of ways, but you know, 1 year for stuff that apparently he didn't do while he was here, and a guy that, as you said, they clearly love Alex Cora. Couldn't they have stuck by him? And, you know, Ron Renneke, who's already the bench coach, could be the manager for a year, and then it'd be an easy opportunity to welcome Alex Cora right back.
I think it's a fair question to ask, but it's we can only do it in 2020 hindsight, especially with everything going on with the coronavirus. But I think that what the Red Sox looked at is, you know, day after day after day after the Red Sox were being investigated, and keep in mind that that report came out just 6 days before the Astros information came out, that they were anticipating the day after day they were going to get all kinds of questions about, okay, where are you with the investigation? Did you cheat? And I think they wanted to move past that. I felt like at the time, that, you know, the practical reality of that same decision the Mets made with Carlos Beltran made it a wise decision to move on. But you're right, when you look at, you know, what came out in the final report, and given how much regard they have for Alex, they probably could, you know, rightly second-guess themselves on whether or not they moved too fast. But I keep in mind that, you know, we didn't get the drumbeat of stories just because there was no access to the people involved. The fact that baseball got shut down because of the coronavirus.
We're talking to Buster Olney of ESPN. We mentioned at the time that when the president held a conference call with the commissioners of all of the pro leagues and got together with a couple of owners as well, including Robert Kraft, that there was one group that was not accounted for, and that was players. There was no members, no representation from any players' association. And nothing will happen in Major League Baseball without the Players Association okaying it. Isn't that true?
Oh, 100%. No question. And in fact, as we sit here today, you know, the relationship generally between the Players Association, Major League Baseball, generally is the worst that it's been since the mid-90s. And as we sit here today, I think there's as much of a chance as that toxic relationship preventing baseball as in 2020 as the coronavirus preventing baseball, because they are miles apart in their conversations about what to do with compensation. And I find it to be insane that they can't work it out. You know, the comparison I'm going to write this weekend is you guys saw the movie Apollo 13, right?
Yes.
So where baseball is right now, you know, the ship has had the explosion, and the focus now should be on, okay, let's make the best of a bad situation, find a way to land the ship back on Earth. But instead, you have the equivalent of everyone arguing over who gets to sit in the middle seat, because they have their contract language. And, you know, you've seen Scott Boras quoted, and Tony Clark, who's head of player associations, put out a statement about, you know, where the agreement on the compensation. Forget it. Just make up your minds mutually. We have to just come up with the fairest possible situation, and we have to commit together that we will play baseball when we can, but they are a million miles away from having an agreement, and it's a huge concern among club executives, among agents, that they're going to be able to reach an agreement. And let me tell you something. There was backlash to the players in 95 and the owners, but the players were on the front lines of it because they're in uniform after the strike. I can't even imagine what the backlash would be if these two sides can't work out an agreement and get back to playing baseball because of a disagreement over money.
That really would be incredible, because not that long ago, at least the talk sounded like baseball might come back before basketball and hockey, and it would be a huge opportunity for them. But the way you make it sound, you know, I know the NHL is saying maybe in July they're going to try to get back, and who knows what the NBA is going to do. So if those sports are playing and baseball isn't, man, that looks even worse for them. The idea of them playing in Arizona or in Florida, how far-fetched is that?
Well, first off, I think it's really important that they continue to have conversations about possible contingency plans, but it's really difficult for them, I think, to make any hard plans until they get more information about where they are with testing, you know, what the situation is on the ground in terms of what the municipality standards are, what the state standards are in all these various places. For example, you know, you had the governor of California basically come out and say the other day, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he wouldn't be surprised if there weren't sports in his state. There's the questions of liability, like every business. If, let's say, a Major League Baseball team, Major League Baseball, they work out an agreement, what happens if someone goes back to work and somebody gets sick? What's the liability for that? The rules and laws are going to be in different states. So I think it's so complicated that it's really hard to assess. But they're not going to come back unless they agree on the compensation system. And, you know, until they get closer on that, I think it's almost folly to talk about the other stuff. And I'm absolutely incredulous over the idea that this could become a sticking point, but we're getting a lot of signs that it is.
And in fact, following up on that point, in this most unusual of times, and we all know what we're all living through right now, there is the very real possibility that Mookie Betts will never play a game in a Los Angeles Dodgers uniform.
100%, because, of course, he's going to get credit with the service time, and then they would, you know, if there is no baseball this year, then he would move forward into free agency, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I do think on the other side of this, guys, the financial landscape of baseball, like it is going to be in businesses in all realms, is going to be dramatically changed. You are going to see franchises absolutely hammered by this. And whenever baseball resumes, it's going to be like 9:30 at the stock market when the bell rings and people trying to dump debt. And that is the conversation among a lot of teams right now of, okay, which teams are in the most vulnerable position? Which teams are in the better position? Generally speaking, when you talk to folks around baseball, they feel like that the Red Sox will be one of the teams that will be in a better position because they don't have as much debt as, say, a team like the Yankees, who have the Gerrit Cole contract on the books. They have the Giancarlo Stanton contract on the books. There is going to be a flurry of movement because of the financial losses coming in baseball.
I believe the wording on the Alex Cora suspension is through the 2020 postseason.
Yep.
If there is no 2020 postseason, is he allowed to come back, or is it sort of understood that he has to miss a whole real season?
I feel like that Rob Manfred was fair in his handling of this because, as you guys know, the exact same wording was used for Jeff Luhnow and for A.J. Hinch. You know, no one knew when that ruling came out on January 13th that you potentially could see the loss of a lot of this season. All three of them, if there is not a game played this year, will be eligible to come back next year. And I know, you know, especially in social media, people are going nuts about that. But when you really look at it, they lost their jobs, they lost salary, and they've been dragged through it in terms of the court of public opinion. To a degree that I think whenever they come back, they're going to hear it the rest of their careers from fans in the stands. I do think that even if they wind up serving those penalties this year and they come back, they will have been penalized to a high degree given the amount of money that they lost.
The NFL draft is on TV tonight. There is a report out that the Disney company, which owns ESPN and ABC, has completely sold out of advertising for rounds 1 through 3 of the draft at pretty high numbers. And they've said, frankly, there's more demand than they have availability due to the pause in live sports.
Yep.
If baseball does come back, even as a TV-only entity to start, I would think the appetite would be huge.
I think they could crush it.
Yeah.
Look, we saw it the other night. You guys saw the ratings for the Jordan documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because people in all sports see this tremendous vacuum. They see the fan base basically locked down, starved for content, waiting for it, which is why I really hope that the Players Association, Major League Baseball, can work out whatever difference they have and grab the high ground, because, man, it could be there if they find some way to create a product. And we talked through the complications about how that could happen. But if they can work those out, there's a tremendous opportunity for baseball to come back and rebrand itself and jettison itself, I think, moving forward into a better place. But there's a growing amount of skepticism, I can tell you, on both sides, that this is not going to come spilling out in the public, and that would be a huge mistake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.